covering Michigan and the world from his bunker below the bridge. Here is Steve Gruber.
Your voice heard on the Common Sense Hotline. Dial it up, 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. I'll get to the first call in just a moment. First, I'd like to thank my good friends at Northville Lumber. If you've never been there, if you're anywhere in the area, it's well worth the drive. They have a spectacular amount of choices and possibilities there. When it comes to Trex decking and railing, they have more than anyone in the Midwest, and they sell more than anybody in the Midwest when it comes to Trex. You can find out more at Northville Lumber or log on northvillelumber.com. That's northvillelumber.com. Appreciate their partnership. Going to the hotline now again, 888-900-9966. Mike, checking in Ann Arbor. Mike, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Steve. I don't know why you're so critical of our former chief executive, Barack. Since his return from Polynesia, I understand he went to Home Depot with Michelle. They went and bought a couple paintbrushes, a couple hammers, and they're going to help clean up South Chicago. They're going to do Habitat Chicago style.
Wow, that's really exciting. Meaningless, but exciting.
Well, the other thing is, do you know that we have a superwoman in the Supreme Court?
We do.
Oh, yeah. I cannot believe this. I can't wait to see the exercise video from Ginsburg. I understand she does 20 push-ups a day. She does these planks, 20 planks a day. She does 20 squats, and she lifts 70 pounds. I've got to see this woman in a leotard. Well, maybe I don't want to see her in a leotard.
Come on.
That's true. Honest to God. I read it yesterday. Of course, this could be fake news.
No, I've heard that she does. Well, she's still in pretty. She does not want to leave. Trust me. She's going to hang on for everything she's got, sleep through the State of the Union address, sleep through whatever, take many naps. But she doesn't want to leave because she doesn't want Trump to replace her seat. Mike, thank you for checking in. Pretty obvious that she doesn't want to give it in to him. Anthony Kennedy, though, sounds like he might be leaving right after this session. If he does, it'll give Donald Trump a second bite at the apple. Pretty impressive for such a short time. Back to the hotline, Jennifer checking in. Jennifer, welcome to the program.
Good morning. I would sincerely volunteer my service to pack both of their bags. The thing that disturbs me is the atrocities that are being perpetrated against the children. And this ought to bring forward for people to finally realize that people that are born in other countries have a different philosophy about life. They are taught with different values, different religious beliefs. And if they want to come to the United States purely just to come here and not adapt our customs, our laws, and our beliefs, we've got a war on our hands that we're never going to win.
Never going to win? No, hold on. I'm going to win, and I'm going to be there with you.
I sincerely hope so, because to me, there isn't a punishment severe enough for the people that are doing this to the children.
I agree with you on that, Jennifer. Thank you for stopping in, and that's why we're talking about it so much. We'll be talking about it. We will have a victim, a survivor here on the program, who's now a middle-aged woman who survived this practice years ago. So, Jennifer, thank you for your comments.
The most innocent of the innocent. How horrible.
I agree. Jennifer, thank you so much. All right, so we continue on, 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. Todd now checking in from Whitmore Lake. Todd, welcome to the program.
Hey, good morning. Hey, just checking in with the female genital mutilation that I discovered back in November of 2015. The statistics at that time were 29 Muslim-controlled areas, mostly northern Africa, got Egypt, Iraq, Yemen, Sudan, Chad, Niger. And at that time, November of 2015, it was reported about 5.5 million girls worldwide were subject to this female genital mutilation.
In what time frame, though? That's what we're trying, because I've got 200 million. Is it 5 million per year? That might make more sense. So you'd have, over 20 years, you'd have, or 40 years, you'd have a couple of 100 million people involved with this. But the numbers I'm going to tell you here in America are higher than the 500,000 reported, Todd, because it's in the shadows. It's in the darkness. These women are ashamed, and they're also second-class citizens in their own homes. So they're not going to come forward. They're not going to discuss it. They're not going to reveal that they were assaulted this way. But more disheartening to me is that they take their own daughters.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And yes, the number was $5.5 million a year, as far as that goes, back in November of 2015, as reported by the medical investigative reporter with CBN.
And isn't that just, I mean, that's, I have daughters. I cannot even begin to fathom the mindset, the process by which you get to a point where butchering little kids in their most private areas without warning, often and almost always with no anesthesia of any sort. They want it to hurt. The complications, the health concerns that go on for years, the possible death at the time of the procedure. Todd, it's gut-wrenching on every level.
Oh, absolutely, and it's the most absurd reason in the world that they have for it, as reported, was to keep these girls from participating in premarital sexuality with the opposite sex, or even to try to keep them from deviating through marriage at that time, too.
That's correct. Todd, I greatly appreciate you checking in. Thank you so much. This is the Steve Gruber Show on a Monday. The hotlines will be back open tomorrow as well. Because after we have this survivor on, I'm sure you might have some comments with her. We're going to have her on to discuss her experience. It said it took her years to be able to come out and say, this is what happened to me. And she's one of the very, very few that has the courage or the strength or the God-given will to stand up and say, enough already. This must end. And she's trying to prevent it having from as many other girls as possible. Of course, rooting out and bringing it to an end altogether. It will be a battle for years, but it starts here. It starts now. It starts in Michigan. It starts in America. We cannot stand for this. This is not our culture. It is vile, and it must be repulsed.